harp.
Yeah. Blow my lungs out.
Was that our intro tune, do you think, for this one?
That's the intro we got now, and I'll be playing it note for note every single, whenever we do it, because I can say every week, that's binding, isn't it?
Yeah, it's quite binding.
And see, we've been away for a while, we're back now.
Yeah, Bandweb Blogs podcast show number 28.
Da da da, look at that on the button. So, we've had, 2 years in the wilderness.
Yeah, about 2 years we've been away from you all, wonderful people who might be tuning in, we don't know.
No, we've been learning how to live off of the land, eating twigs, making tents out of leaves in the jungle, and listening to primitive music.
That's absolutely correct.
And we've learnt so much from it. But today, we're not going to talk about all the primitive music because it's been nice outside, isn't it?
Yes, it has. And we do want to talk about some of the great music we've heard recently, as of late. And that includes Baskery. That was a standout show that we've seen recently.
Baskery were brilliant, weren't they? And it was a really good venue that we enjoyed going to.
Yes, the Jericho Tavern in Oxford.
Yeah, you have a drink downstairs, and they've got a nice little garden outside if you do smoke a fag. But we don't condone smoking cigarettes, do we?
Not really, no.
No, bad. But anyway, it's a nice outside area for, like, if it's nice outside. And inside, and you got upstairs, and they have the music, and they've got a really good engineer there. The sound's good.
Yes.
And we were fortunate enough to catch them on a rainy, windy night.
Yeah.
It was so romantic. No. And me and Jenny got in there and had a few drinks. And
heard some of the best harmonies I've heard in a while.
I tell you what, I've never ever seen anyone, let alone a girl, playing a snare drum, a bass drum with a feet.
Bare feet.
Bare feet. Sandy Shaw. And a harmonica in a rack, Bob Dylan style, and a banjo. But with a slide banjo.
That's
as well.
Right.
I mean,
I was quite blown away, actually. Three sisters.
They're all related. Swedish, as we said.
Yeah.
And
did we say Swedish?
If we didn't, we did.
Well, Baskery's from Sweden, anyway. In case we didn't say Swedish earlier.
Yes, go to their website, check them out. You can go on YouTube, just tap in Baskery. And you'll freak out. You'll see them, they're brilliant. They have to be a big festival band for the next few years.
Yeah, I'd love to see them play somewhere big and get lots of people there to appreciate their music.
Yeah. No, they'll grow. They're like a fine wine.
And the funny thing is, one of the acts that opened up for Baskery is called Inlight, and they're from Oxford. And we really enjoyed their acoustic, I say that in quotes, show. But it wasn't quite acoustic, but it was an electric guitar and electric piano. And very, very good. Very good music they played, and I was really looking forward to seeing them play as a full band. And Charlie, the singer of Inlight, got in touch with us and said, hey, by the way, we're going to be playing at the Bullingdon Arms in Oxford in a few weeks. And so we said, hey, we'll go down and check you out as a full band, and we did. And we're really glad that we did that.
I'd like to interject with the, when we first saw him at the Jericho, I remember that the stage is there. There was just that guy on play with the. I get him. He played the mandolin, Steve-O. I don't know, but honest, mate, you're brilliant. And you waved goodbye to us when we were leaving in your little car. And I said, that geek, he's brilliant.
Man in a mandolin?
Man in a mandolin,
like,
yes. And you played harmonica as well. With
that's
mandolin.
Right, he did. You were the first, very good.
Bloody good. Big thumbs up. You were the first time I've ever seen mandolin and harmonica being played together like that as well. So breaking all sorts of grounds that night for me. But, when Inlight, the little stuff was set up on stage and they started gimbling on stage and we didn't know who they were or what they were about, and you sort of looked at them and thought, oh, no. First of all, I thought, when I saw them come, I thought, oh no, here we go. And totally the most massively opposite from what you expected from these two guys. Charlie was brilliant over the microphone dealing with the audience there, and he was saying all his bands at the back of the hall and that. And the guitar player, Mr. Riddle.
Mike Riddle.
Now, he's turned my head around. He's brilliant. He's at the moment, at this moment in time, and we're living in the year 2009, he's my favourite guitar player at the moment.
Well, that's a big thing to say.
After watching him at the Bully putting on that show, mental.
Yes, yeah, he's very good.
Yeah. Big thumbs are excellent.
People can go to their MySpace page.
Yes.
In Light. You know, check out their music because there's some really standout tracks. And they've got a song in the new movie called The Butterfly Tattoo. And so you check out the trailer for the movie on YouTube and you'll hear their music, which is great. The Bridges song, which I really love that song, actually.
Oh,
really good song.
Oh, yeah, no, it does. It touches. It's
great words. And hearing it, great lyrics.
Yeah, big... That's a tune, and I don't want to swell any heads, but that's all right, that's all I'm going to say, actually, without swelling any heads.
Oh, you don't want to swell heads, is it?
Nah, don't want to swell any heads. But I think people know when they're doing good things, and you don't have to pat backs that hard, because sometimes you could dislodge a disc. Charlie.
That's right. Yes, Charlie. He's very cool. We did an interview, and I found out a lot more about Charlie and the band, which is good. That's why I like doing interviews for band weblogs, because...
You get to know what people's right. about.
I've got an inquisitive mind.
You works them out, don't you?
Well,
you know yeah. all about them. We got things on you.
Some things we don't include in the interviews, depending on who we're talking to.
Until we can get a good lawyer.
And speaking of, actually, live music that we've seen Ben Taylor play in London, and that was fun.
That was a jolly day out.
Yeah, we went to the social and we saw Ben Taylor. And if, for those who don't know, he's the son of James Taylor and Carly Simon. And so it was really interesting hearing his voice, because you could kind of hear a little bit of his parents in his voice. But he has his own sound as well. His songs are great. And I highly recommend checking out his album and buying it, because the songs are diverse and you get the acoustic feel. Jamie Cullum makes an appearance on a couple songs on piano, and it's just a really, really good album to have.
It is a kinky old bugger.
And actually, I'll get the album.
She's going for the album. She's got it. She's got all
The Legend of Kung Folk. I actually had to get up and look at the title.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's kind of a long name, but not that long. The Legend of Kung Folk.
Yes.
And he practices martial arts, apparently, Ben Taylor.
And we operate Feng Shui.
So the title of the album is named after a form of art that he's, martial arts that he's created.
It's hitting people with your guitar.
No, I don't know about that.
That's Kung Folk. When you're getting like chased off the stage. How do I, anyway. But we were in the little club downstairs, and it was like...
At the social.
At the social with free alcohol. God bless you, Benjamin, for the free alcohol, sir. Thank you. hopefully we'll be able to repay you one day. When my beer starts to brew in the garage. But check him out again. He's bloody good, because when you say, oh, I don't know, you know, like sometimes people say to you, have you heard this record? It's really good. And you go, oh, have I heard of him? And you go, no, I ain't heard of him. And so you're just not interested straight away. But he's one of these geezers that you ain't heard of him. And this time, don't go, I ain't heard of him, I don't want to hear him. Actually, go onto YouTube or something and listen to him. Because he is honest, he's worth it. And you think, oh, that's good.
Yes, very, very good. So and,
You'll hear it, he'll be all over the place soon anyway. They'll plug him to our and it'll be brilliant. And his album will be in all the old CD... What do they put in cars now? MP3.
I thought you were going to say the CD shops.
Car. Yeah. CD,
but the MP3
player, sitting in a traffic jam, listening to Benjamin Taylor. But it'll be a good traffic jam if he's on.
Yes, it will. And I guess for people who like sitting in traffic.
It's sitting in traffic music these days. That's what you want to be making, really, when you think about it. In England, and maybe in other parts of the world, but from my experience, write music for sitting in a traffic jam to, and you will kill the market. It's a little
kill. I hope you mean in a good way.
Kill the market. And don't kill your friends like the book that we're not going to talk about.
Nice one. We call it the book.
Yeah, if you don't like reality and you want to think that the music scene is a lovely little fluffy bunny rabbit that jumps around and plays a little imaginary guitar, don't read Kill Your Friends.
By John Niven.
Because you'll see that it's not, and you'll see it's a Nazi, that axe wielding gremlin or something. it's brilliant, and it will be a movie.
I hope so.
You heard it first here.
We'll be first in line. Speaking of movies, the book read like a movie.
Yeah, you can't put it down, you're laughing at it. I was sitting in strange places reading it and laughing out aloud, and people were looking at me. Like, weirder than they usually look at me. But honestly, Kill Your Friends. Everybody get that book, read it, and get someone to turn it into a movie. And that'll be really good.
We'll be laughing.
We'll be laughing all the way. And that takes us nicely on to... Do you remember when we interviewed Emma Damon?
Yes, I do. It's not really the best. way of getting bouncing from here to there,
and maybe there's even satellites bouncing us off of space and coming down, and we get jiggled around a bit. It gets separated. Just
are we getting random?
No, we're not getting random. It's technology that's got random. Because now we were enjoying talking about music.
Yes, we were. As in now, you mean?
Yeah, and music could be anything.
You mean now? Or were? When?
Were, are, is, now.
Okay.
And Emma Digman was good.
Digman!
I've got a way of saying it, so I remember it right. I do it. Digman! And after getting locked into a club full of alcohol on our own, and me twitching but not touching a drop because the old boy was a really nice geezer. Xavier, what's his name?
Xavier, I think.
Xavier, he was a top lad. And we didn't meet her there, did we?
No, we didn't. We were sent to the wrong club in off Regent Street in London. So we were in this club and we were waiting and waiting, and finally we found out we weren't in the right place, not our fault. And we simply got in a taxi and went to, where was it in London? What part of London was it?
He locked us in and there was a man fiddling with a bathtub by the bar, and he was this ex-grey-haired...
There's a bathtub by the bar.
...metal old rocker who probably knows Led Zeppelin.
And it was about...
The bathtub was on its side.
Yes, and he was, like, fixing it or something, and this was at, what, like,
six in the evening. The only people in the place was me, or should I say, Jenny, me, and this weird sort of plumber who was doing our plumbing mime.
I don't think he was a plumber though, do you?
No, but he was like doing plumbing things to the bar.
Yeah, he was.
But
an empty bathtub
really
in the middle of a posh
It was like he
bar.
Was miming a plumber when you think about it
miming
now.
A plumber.
And then he set the bath upright after he'd been...
And we were his audience that he wasn't expecting to be there.
Exactly. And that's when we jumped in the taxi.
Oh, wow.
Flagged that taxi.
This is why we don't do podcasts anymore.
No, this is why we don't flag taxis anymore. It's getting too hard. I always end up throwing Jenny in front of the taxi, and they got good brakes.
Oh, you throw me in front of the taxi. You're giving our listeners the wrong idea. They're going to think you throw me in front of taxis.
Listen, mate, I wear cardigans. I'm a man that cares.
I think what you meant to say is that you have me hail the taxi.
You hail the taxi for us, Jenny, in a very flamboyant manner, if I may.
Flamboyant?
Yeah, the way you wave your hand
as you do these motions in the air with your hands.
You stop
like
American.
Eh? So, where did we go in London again? It was
all over the bloody place in that taxi. If you get in a taxi in London, make sure you know where you're going and you know your way around London, or they'll milk you, these cabbies. And
no,
I love cabbies.
Okay, that's it.
If you're a tourist, but there you go, little guys, okay. London guide, love them. My dad's a taxi.
You know that.
My dad was a taxi driver. He was a taxi driver. He drove for Swift Cars, and they were yellow Ford Cortinas, which were a little Swift design up the side.
I think you should apologise to all taxi drivers. I'm going to edit this.
I love all taxi
I'm
drivers.
I'm going to edit this because
and
you just
of the
put
best
down taxi drivers, and I think they're great.
Some of the greatest people I've ever met. The taxi drivers, people I can't forget. While driving around the town. What taxi driver gets me round? What taxi driver? Taxi.
Okay, so we went to Hammersmith in London, right? Was it Hammersmith?
We ended up at Hammersmith.
Yes, and then we went to the Regal Club, and we went upstairs, the Regal Rooms.
Very packed pub.
Packed pub downstairs.
Awesomely.
We went upstairs, and we met Emma Digman. Yes, go ahead.
As we went through the door, it was a sort of dimly lit sort of upstairs room, because no one was really there at the moment.
We were upstairs, you mean, because it was packed downstairs.
Yeah, there were just some people sitting around by the window.
Waiting for us, because we were, 30 minutes late?
Left downstairs.
Because we were sent to the wrong place.
I didn't even think they were waiting for us.
Well,
when we
I would imagine they weren't, because they were expecting us to be there to interview Emma.
And she was going to be doing a sound check and playing. Maybe she'd just done a sound check.
I'm not sure, but they knew we were coming.
Yeah, they knew we were coming. And we walked in and I just saw him. I thought the old boy in that as well, I thought, was in the band. Manager bloke.
And so it was great because we interviewed Emma, and yeah. She was wonderful, and it was great talking to her. We spoke to her for about an hour before she went on to play with her guitar player.
That's right. We had a really good talk because we sat down, and it was supposed to be one of them 15-minute, if that, sort of interviews.
Yes, snappy questions. Especially we were late, and we thought it was even going to be cut shorter.
What's your favourite shoelaces, things like that. And what's your favourite comic?
What's your favourite colour?
Yeah, but we didn't. We sat down and we just started to talk, and the questions on the piece of paper didn't really, you know, we strayed and just chilled.
And we chilled out with Emma Dagman. It was wonderful.
Yeah, she's cool. And at the moment, she's probably one of the people, as we're talking now, she's probably one of the most nervous people in the country, because she's about to go and play with girls, do a support with Girls Aloud at the O2 Arena. So Emma's probably,
and many other places other than just that. So she's going to go on tour.
That's right.
Tour.
Big places.
In London, or I mean England. In England.
Yeah. All over the Gaffney. So, go on, Emma. I like you. Like I said, you and your singing, your bass playing, and your melodies, and I'm really impressed. And you know that this, and I've even said to Emma that this sort of music, as an old man that I am in my 20s, and it's not the sort of music I usually listen to, but I loved when you put it on and played it. It goes, Dave, what do you think it is? And I went, and it just drew you in straight away. It's got a real sort of
Yeah. Soulful, it's poppy, it's you know, the instrumentation's great musicianship.
Emma's melodies are brilliant, they draw you in,
she picks it. Lyrics are fun, and you know, her song with Jimmy Choo Shoes, and
yeah, she's got it. Anyway, Emma, good luck on the old O2 Arena thing in Ejiggity, and all your touring around England in your big places, and get to stay in nice hotels.
Yeah, enjoy it.
Remember, when you're in the Hyatt Hotel, think of us. Looking at the big wheel out the window.
Exactly. What else have we got here? Anything else we want to talk about? Because we're going to have to get going here.
We're
going to
run out of time soon. So we've done... Yeah, I just reckon that we should just say all the above...
Check them all out, really.
Check them out, because I tell you what, in this next few years, these are going to be a few of the bands that are going to bubble above the surface, and I'd like to think that I'm right on that.
I would like to think that as well.
And hopefully, we haven't bored you rigid, and you've enjoyed yourselves, and you've knitted a jumper while you've been listening to this.
That's right. And so you've been listening to BandWeblogs podcast show. You can find us at bandweblogs.com. And there's lots of interviews and reviews and press on up-and-coming bands, established bands, unsigned bands, everything, you name it. And that's great. I'm Jenny May. This is Dave Tomo with me.
I'm Dave Tomo.
And you have a good night, everybody.
Get the
pa-pa-da-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa